We continue our learning Linish Mastavi Bemanachmi Shemichab Yaakov Bepitchos Leo. We are in Midos Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey Vishabat Safon, and the gates that were in the north. We already discussed there were seven Sha'arim in the Azara. We mentioned that there were three in the north, three in the south, and one in the east. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the ones that were in the south were the Shar Hadelek, Shar Bechoros, and Shar Hamayim. We spoke about the one in the east, which is the Shar Nikonor. So now we have to discuss the other three, which were in the north, the Shabbat Safon. That's our Mishnah. So the Shabbat Safon, Shar HaNitzotz, we've mentioned that several times already, in Tamid as well. That is the Shar, that is the gate, known as the Gate of the Spark. That was, and there was the Beis HaNitzotz as well, that was above that. What was the Shar HaNitzotz? According to some, that had Nitzotz goes to the spark. There was fire there in case we needed more fire for the Mizbeach. And the Shar HaNitzotz, the Mishnah describes, Uchemen Asad Achsadra Haya. This Shar was a little bit different than others. It was unique in the sense that it looked like a pavilion. What does it mean? So it had two walls on either side of the gate that came actually stuck out from the Azara, from the wall, towards the north. So it wasn't just a gate. So you had two walls on either side. So this was like a little antechamber, so to speak. So that's the Aliyah Benuyah Gabav. And there was an Aliyah above that, of course, was the Beis HaNitzotz. And we mentioned already, Shaha Kohanim Shomrim Milmalon Vahalavim Lamatan, that there were Kohanim and Levim that did Shmirah. So the Kohanim did the Shmirah above, and the Levim did the Shmirah below. Below was in this Achsadra, this pavilion area, which was the antechamber, which was between the two walls that stuck out from the Shar in the Azara. And then the Mishnah says, "Upesach hayolod achel," and there was an opening from this Shar HaNitzotz that was in the north towards the Chel. The Chel was a 10 amah area that was part of the Azara, right? That pretty much surrounded the Azara. That was the area right out of the Azara itself. And it says here that this Achsadra of the Shar HaNitzotz was accessible from the Chel. There was a door in one of the walls, and that way you could go in and out from that Achsadra area, from that Shar HaNitzotz to the Chel area, to that Tanama area that surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Shar HaNitzotz, one of the gates that was in the north, one of the three gates, Shenilo. The second to that was Shar HaKarbon, which means the second gate from the west, which would mean immediately to the east of the Shar HaNitzotz, was the Shar HaKarbon. What was the Shar HaKarbon about? So Kodshei Kodshim, Karbonos, Chatas, Asham, Weola, which had to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara, were brought through this gate, was brought this through the Shar HaKarbon. And Shlishilo, and the third one, which was from the west, the third gate from the west was the Shar that led, was Beis HaMoked, was the Shar that led into the Beis HaMoked. And we mentioned the Beis HaMoked several times here. We met here and in Tumid, this very large area. There was a kippah, there was a dome above it, and they were called Beis HaMoked because there were bonfires that were there to keep the Kohanim warm. I had to wear barefoot, so we know it was a little bit cold. And the Beis HaMoked also had some smaller areas as well. So there was the Beis HaMoked, there was a gate that led in really into the Beis HaMoked. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The Arba L'Shachos Hayu BeBeis HaMoked. So once we mentioned the Beis HaMoked, which was the third section, there was a Shar into the Beis HaMoked in the north of the Azara, we mentioned what the Beis HaMoked was. There were four subsections. There were four chambers within the Beis HaMoked itself. Are you Beis HaMoked? Kikitonos Pisuchos Letrachlin. As if they were smaller rooms, smaller chambers that open up into a ballroom, into a palace, into a larger area. Stein Bekodesh, Stein Bechol. There were two in that were actually in a Kodesh area of the Azara, and two that were in Chol that were in a non-sanctified area. Which means that part of this whole structure protruded into the Azara itself. That obviously was the sanctified area, the Kodesh area, and part of it was protruded outside. So that was considered outside the Azara. That area was not Kodesh. V'roshe pispisim mavdilin bein Kodesh l'chol. And there were pieces of wood, beams, really, that would tell you that were served as a separation, so you would know where the Kodesh area was and the Chol area was. These wooden beams protruded from the walls. And this way you would know where the area, the Kadosh area began and the Chol area began. And now Mishnah asked, Umehoyu Mishamsha. So we said there were chambers, there were four chambers in the Beis Hamoked. What purpose did they serve? So Maravis Doromis, the southwestern chamber, he saw Lishkas Tzla'i Karban. That was the chamber of the sheep of the Karbanos. We mentioned this in the past. We always needed at least six lambs that had bedika, were inspected with, so make sure they had no blemish, so that they were prepared and ready for the Karban HaTamid. So that's where these animals were. That was the Maravis Dromis area. Just one point, and we mentioned this a little bit in when we learn Tamid, there seems to be a contradiction. The Gemara Maseches Yoma Daf Tezvav deals with the stira, because there we mentioned that Lishkas HaTloim was in the, so here we say it's in the southwest corner, yet in the Mishnah Tamid, in the third parak, we said it's in the northwest corner. So we mentioned and we learned Tamid that, oh, the Gemara says that in fact it's a Machokas Tanem. One Tana, our Mishnah holds that it's in the southwest corner, and the Mishnah Tamid held it's the northwest corner, is a Machokas Tanem. But the Gemara comes to the conclusion that's not so. All the way on by Yud Zayin in Maseches Yoma, the Gemara comes to a conclusion that in fact, no, it's not a Machalkus Tanoim, but rather it was this chamber, this Lishkas Tloi Karban for the animals to make sure they were inspected from blemishes where the sheep were situated. So this was something that extended towards both corners on the western side of the Beis Hamoked, but it didn't reach either corner. It didn't reach the south corner. It didn't reach the north corner. So if you're coming from the north, so you would see that obviously that it didn't start in the north. So you would have thought, okay, I guess it ends in the south. If you're coming from the south, so then you would look and say, oh, I guess it ends in the north. So that's why the Mishnah is really telling you, talking about the same structure, but it depends on the perspective. So you could just say, oh, it's Maravis Dromis, it's a southwest corner. If you're from the north, you thought it would be a southwest corner chamber. And if you're in the south, you thought it was a northwest corner chamber. And that's how we resolve the contradiction. So that was the first chamber of the four in the Beis HaMoked, was the Lishkas Tla'e Karbon. Dromis Mizrachis. Now we move towards the southeastern corner. He haisa Lishkas Osei Lechem HaPanim. That was the Lishka of the Garmu, Mishpachas Garmu, the Garmu family. They were responsible for baking Lechem HaPanim. You needed people who could do it in a skilled way to make sure the Lechem HaPanim had the proper shape for the Shulchan. So this was done also. They had to be baked in the Azar itself. So you're in the Azar, you're in the Beis HaMoked. This was the Lishka of the Osei Lechem HaPanim. So that was in the southeast corner. Then Mizrachis Tzfonis, then in the northeastern corner, Ba Gunzu B'nei Chashmonai Es Avnei HaMizbeach Sheshiktzu Malchei Yavan. This is where the Chashmonim, the children of the Chashmonim, they hid the stones of the Mizbeach that were defiled by the Syrian and Greek kings. They felt that it was an abomination to use the same Mizbeach that they had used to bring sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. So therefore they got rid of them and they built a new Mizbeach. But these Avonim, they placed in this northeastern corner of the Beis HaMoked. Now it happens to be in Tamid, the third parak, this had a different name. This was not called a description of the place where they put the stones, but rather, you may remember, it was called the Lishkas HaChosamos. That's where there were seals. In fact, what were the seals? The seals were receipts, really, that were stamped with Egel and Ayil or Zachar, Gidi or Chote, depending on why you were bringing Nesachim, wine and flour you had to buy to make sure that you paid for it. Then you brought the receipt to make sure that you got the flour or the wine that you needed for your carbon. So depending on what type of carbon you brought, how much flour, how much wine you needed. So it was called the Lishkas HaChosamos, which happened to be the primary purpose of this Lishka, but secondary purpose was to house the Avnei Mizbeach that were defiled by the Malchei Yavan. And finally, Tzfonis Maravis, the fourth corner, the northwestern corner of this section of the Beis HaMoked, of the Hall of Fire, Ba Yordim LeBeis HaTfila. That's where the Kohanim would go down into this tunnel to the place where they could go to the mikveh. We mentioned this in Lilun Tamid. If a Kohen became tummy in the middle of the night, so he'd have to go through this tunnel, through this northwestern chamber, and that's where he confined the Beis HaTfila, and that's where he immersed himself.